Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5MinuteMysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteMysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 20, The Mystery of the Somerton Man. The Mystery of the Somerton Man, also known as the Tamam Shud case, is one of Australia's most enduring and perplexing unsolved cases. It centres around an unidentified man who was found dead on Somerton Beach, near Adelaide, on the morning of the 1st of December 1948. Despite numerous investigations and extensive media coverage, the identity of the man and the cause of his death remain unknown, creating a mystery that has captivated generations of amateur sleuths, detectives, and conspiracy theorists. The Somerton Man was discovered lying on the sand, propped against a seawall, with his legs outstretched and his feet crossed. At first glance, it appeared as though he had simply fallen asleep, but it quickly became evident that he was dead. The man, who appeared to be in his 40s or early 50s, was dressed in a suit and tie, with polished shoes and a neatly pressed shirt. But unusually, all the labels had been removed from his clothing. No identification was found on his person, and his pockets contained only a few mundane items: a pack of cigarettes, a comb, a box of matches, and an unused train ticket from Adelaide to the nearby suburb of Henley Beach. Initial post-mortem examinations revealed no obvious cause of death. The man had no external injuries, and there was no sign of a struggle or foul play. Toxicology tests found no traces of poison, but the possibility of poisoning could not be ruled out, as some substances could have been undetectable by the methods available at the time. The man's internal organs were congested, and his spleen was unusually enlarged, leading some medical experts to suspect that he had been poisoned with a rare or fast-acting substance, though this remains speculation. As the investigation into the Somerton Man's death continued, the case took a strange and unexpected turn. Several weeks after the body was discovered, police found a hidden pocket sewn into the man's trousers. Inside was a small piece of rolled-up paper with the words, "Tamam Shud," printed on it. These words, meaning "it is ended" or "it is finished" in Persian, were identified as the final words of a poem in the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, a collection of 12th century Persian verses that reflect on life, fate, and mortality. The discovery of this cryptic message only deepened the mystery, as investigators were left to wonder whether the man's death had some symbolic meaning or was linked to a deeper conspiracy. Efforts to trace the origin of the Tamam Shud paper led to another curious find. After a public appeal, a man came forward claiming that he had found a copy of the Rubaiyat in the back seat of his car, which had been parked near Somerton Beach around the time of the death. The book's final page, where the words "Tamam Shud" would have appeared, had been torn out, and forensic analysis confirmed that the scrap of paper found in the man's pocket came from this particular copy of the book. Additionally, on the back cover of the book, someone had written a sequence of letters that appeared to be a code, as well as a telephone number. The telephone number led police to a local woman, Jo Thompson, often referred to as Jestin in later reports, who lived nearby. Thompson denied knowing the dead man, but she appeared visibly shaken when shown a plaster cast of the man's face. Some investigators believed she may have been withholding information, but no concrete evidence ever emerged to link her directly to the case. It was later revealed that Thompson had owned a copy of the Rubaiyat and had given it to an army lieutenant named Alf Boxall during World War II. However, when Boxall was located and interviewed, he produced his copy of the book, which still contained the final page, ruling out any direct connection to the Somerton Man. The code found in the back of the book remains one of the most enduring mysteries of the case. Various experts have attempted to decipher the letters, but no definitive solution has ever been found. Some believe that the code is a random series of letters with no real meaning, while others speculate that it could be an encrypted message, possibly related to espionage. This theory gained traction due to the timing of the case, coming shortly after World War II and during the early years of the Cold War, and the man's apparent lack of identification or personal effects, which led some to believe that he could have been a spy. In the decades since the Somerton Man was found, the case has continued to fascinate. Numerous theories have been proposed to explain who he was, how he died, and why he was in Adelaide. Some believe he may have been a jilted lover, travelling to meet Joe Thompson before taking his own life. Others suggest he could have been involved in illegal activities, such as smuggling or espionage, and that his death was the result of a clandestine operation gone wrong. The lack of identification, the cryptic Tamam Shud message, and the mysterious code all contribute to the enduring allure of the case. In recent years, new technologies have offered fresh hope in solving the mystery. In 2019, the South Australian government granted permission to exhume the Somerton Man's remains for DNA testing. Advances in forensic science, particularly in the field of genetic genealogy, have allowed investigators to solve previously unsolvable cold cases by tracing the familial connections of unidentified individuals. If successful, DNA analysis could provide a long-awaited breakthrough in identifying the Somerton Man and shedding light on his life and death. The mystery of the Somerton Man remains one of Australia's most puzzling cold cases, a tantalising enigma that has captured the imaginations of countless investigators, both professional and amateur. Whether he was a spy, a victim of an elaborate plot, or simply a man who met a tragic end far from home, his identity and the circumstances of his death remain unresolved. As technology and forensic techniques continue to advance, there is still hope that one day the Somerton Man's secrets will be revealed, bringing closure to a case that has puzzled the world for more than 70 years. Until then, the mystery of the Somerton Man endures, a symbol of the unexplained and the unknown. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.